meeting up once again, Alan.
Thank you, Sev. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Friday the 7th of August. The general synopsis at midnight. High Seoul, 1,027, expected Germany, 1,024 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. South or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Utsira, South Utsira. Northwesterly veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in South Utsira. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, fourth Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 except in Tyne and Dogger. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fisher, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good. Humber, west backing south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. East Fitzroy, variable 3 or less at first in the south, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly later 3 to 5. Showers, good. West Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic in West Fitzroy, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4 in Fastnet and Lundy, and later in Lundy. Fair, good. Irish Sea. West or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Shannon. Southwesterly 3 to 5 at first in the north, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor in the west. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest 5 to 7, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, often southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in northern southeast Iceland. Rain or showers, fog patches in southeast Iceland. Good, occasionally poor, but very poor at times in southeast Iceland. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4. Slight rain, 5 miles, 1,017, falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,013, falling. Lerwick, south by west 4, 1,016, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 2, 27 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1,022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast 1, 11 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. North by west 4, 11 miles, 1,023. Jersey. North by east 2, 16 miles, 1,025, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, North 3, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, Northwest by North 1, 11 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valentia, Northeast by East 2, 27 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Southwest by West 3, 19 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. And Malin Head, southwest 5, 27 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will build across southern areas with mainly light winds and fair weather for southern waters. For the north and west, it'll be more changeable, with fresher winds at times and showers or rain will develop. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, and 7 later west of Orkney. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the south. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable, becoming mainly southerly or southeasterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, veering southerly later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time in the northwest, mainly fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 3 to 5, fair, rain later in the northwest, good, occasionally moderate later. The Isle of Man. Southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 for a time. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 for a time. Mainly fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in the south and 7 in the northwest. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 to 7, rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. And finally for this shipping bulletin, the Shetland Isles. Southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later in the northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Farming Today is in a couple of minutes, but first here on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with the Reverend Carolyn Skinner.
Good morning. My friend was telling me recently about how a routine walk in the park turned into a dramatic and memorable experience. She was taking her 2-year-old son for a walk with a friend and her child. As they came to play poo sticks and her son dropped the stick, his hat fell into the river. His favourite Paw Patrol hat. As they watched it start to drift, my friend decided to wade in. Whilst it wasn't too deep, it did almost reach her waist. The hat kept drifting. Her son was crying. The other child by this point was also crying, and a passerby was telling her the best way to get the hat. Eventually she reached it, drenched, accompanied by crying children and feeling a little conspicuous. As a mother, she naturally went to more lengths than perhaps a passerby would to rescue a simple hat. Due to her love for her son, she was prepared to get wet, be stared at, look foolish. I sometimes wonder what lengths I would go to in order to show love for others. It's easier, of course, for those who are our nearest and dearest, but would I really be willing to inconvenience myself, make myself look foolish, to show love to anyone? The Bible teaches in 1 John 4 that we love because God first loved us. My love for others becomes easier the more I understand God's love for me. Loving God, thank you for your limitless love. May I walk in it more this day and be willing to go the extra mile to show that love to others. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with the Reverend